all this talk, STEM, STEAM, band, arts, makes me wonder, what would Matt Damon's mom have to say about the integration of arts, particularly with young children?
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
You know, the arts are not something separate when it comes to younger children. You know, we're used to thinking of subject areas and distinguishing as self-contained and different, and kids start going to an art class at some point in elementary school, and that's when they get to do art. But really, all children are artists. And that means, of course, we're all artists. All children make art, and art is part of their whole being, their everyday life when they're young. Children all over the world make marks in sand, make marks in spilled milk, you know. They start to draw. Every child in the world, you know, starts to draw. And then at a certain age, like somewhere between 3 and 4, she or he begins to think that those marks symbolize something. You know, they'll start to say, that's my dog, or, you know, that's a boat, a flower. And it's a whole long process then of what these marks mean and how they very slowly over time come to pave the way for literacy. It's really important for younger children to have the opportunity to express themselves and explore themselves through hands-on experiences of all kinds, which if we watch children, we would call it art a lot of the time, if they're playing with clay or Play-Doh, or they're painting at an easel, or they're drawing. The arts are inseparable, really, from children's learning and from their sort of inherent dispositions for being thinkers.
Is music the same thing, music and art? I mean, because we said the arts, but what about specifically music? Is there anything different about music?
No, there's nothing different. Children, I think anybody who's observed a one-year-old or an 18-month-old, I think can relate to how a child, as soon as she or he hears music, starts moving. Does that make sense? I mean, children will, like, delight and smile and start to dance. They love to make sounds. Sort of percussion's the first thing that gets interesting to kids because they can bang on things and they can hear the sounds, and it's something that they can start to do when they start wanting to do music. But they love shakers and drums, and they love to make music. And when you look at good preschool programs, music is always a part. And when you observe children, you'll see that they are all participating. They love to sing, they love to make sounds, they love to dance. And it's just like the other arts I was talking about. These are just natural to human beings. The whole question of play, you know, children's imaginative play, it's really the dramatic arts, but it's something we also see universally with young children. When they play, they invent stories, they take on roles, they act out characters. They're like screenwriters and actors and directors all in one when they're playing. They don't think of themselves that way, but they're in fact making up stories, acting them out, you know, orchestrating a scene. And this, of course, is art. But it's inseparable from play, and it's inseparable from learning. Well, Vygotsky also helped us understand that children start learning how to regulate themselves through play. Because when you watch them play with other kids in an imaginary play situation, it's incredible. Some kids who appear to not have a whole lot of impulse control, all of a sudden they're the doggy in the play scene, and they're woof-woof, and they're not getting out of their role. It just profoundly supports all these dispositions that we are looking for kids who are successful in school. They invent, they think, they self-regulate. You know, these are all the dispositions we're trying to promote.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.